Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We do our best when our destinations are beyond the measurement. We aren't thinking of the finish line. No, we're in process. The approach is the destination, and we are never finished.
Some of you just got to begin to believe. And for some of you, what I want you to do is throw something on a wall. Every time I see you, I say the same thing because I think we overcomplicate it. It's the power of the choice, the power of using the people around you and not being afraid of failing, but being afraid of not trying.
You can't just talk about wanting to win. You have to prepare to win and you have to expect to win.
There are no passes when it comes to you and you being unique and having the ability and the qualifications to make sure you get the most out of your life and out of your dream.
I know that you've got greatness within you.
Maybe your dream's big, good, go after it. Maybe you don't make it because it was way out there, but you pursued it, and maybe there was something that happened that you didn't quite get there. But I promise you this, if you shoot for a star and you're all in with your effort and your heart and your attitude and your energy and your commitment, you may not land on that star, but I can guarantee you you'll land on the moon. And the truth is, you're still in space.
Use your mind, use your vision, use your dream. I dreamed my way out the hood. I dreamed my way out, and then I saw it, and then I would get up every day, and I would cry.
I know that you have unlimited potential in you. I know that you have something to give to the universe.
Knowing who we are is hard. Eliminate who you are not first. You're going to find yourself where you need to be.
Everybody wants destiny. Everybody wants manifestation. Everybody wants fulfillment. Everybody wants the next level and the relationship and a higher quality of living. But nobody wants to eliminate distractions. Nobody wants to disappear for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, and get into a place where you can focus on just you. What if you could just shut out every distraction? What if you could just shut out the world for just a season and focus on you? A man is rewarded in public for what he does in private. Can you unplug for just a moment and focus on you? Focus on what matters. Why are you here? What is your destiny? The reason why you don't see it, the reason why it has not manifested, the reason why you are so frustrated is because you have not been willing to forsake all that you've been called to forsake and to follow through behind closed doors. Sure, you can talk about it. Sure, you can plan it. Sure, you can write it down. Sure, you can go to the conference and hear about it. You can read about it. But at some juncture, you have to disappear and put the work in and come back and shock everybody that doubted you. I'm talking to that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. fire in their belly. It's time for you to shock the world. You may have to sleep in your car. You may have to go without food. You may have to bounce around from couch to couch. You may have to sacrifice like nobody in your family ever has. But can you do it behind the scenes when nobody's looking, when nobody's watching, when nobody understands the measure of passion that you carry? Can you keep going? Don't stop! You're right there! Go through the process in the dark room that prepares us and equips us for the stages of destiny.
Always keep an open mind that there is something out there for each and every one of you. And it's up to you to go out there and find your niche.
You learn just to stick with it. I mean, there's lots of days where you don't really feel like doing it, or you don't feel like grinding it out, but you got to do it. You know, those are the highs and lows of being an athlete, and if you want to feel those highs, you got to go through those lows every now and then.
This time when you run and you just want to stop, you just want to give up, like, to hell with this, I just want to go home. This day when you get up and you know what, you have a training today, you know it's going to be intense, and you're like, oh, God, I don't want to go today, but you got to go.
Sometimes the will can outdo the skill. And sometimes a fella's will is stronger than the man who's actually better physically, and the determination weakens the other man just to see him so determined.
I still feel I have a lot to prove, not just as a player, but as a person, as a father. When I get to a point where I feel I can improve as a player, I walk away from the game.
I am the greatest.
Hard fucking work. You put it in, you believe in it, you will succeed.
Everything was done to try to learn how to become a better basketball player. Everything. And so when you have that point of view, then literally the world becomes your library to help you become better at your craft.
Some of the best athletes, the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable.
You just have to stay calm, because it's not finished until the last point, no matter how close you get. I've been working so hard all my life to be here, and I was determined to get this.
You gotta start from way down the bottom. You gotta let it grow up with you. And if you're successful and you try hard enough, you're bound to come out on top. Just like these boys have come to the top now.
Mentally, we have a vision, we have a finish that we have to attain, you know, and sometimes you have to do it when you're old and you're tired, you know, and I think it's the test of your will to succeed.
You don't have time to waste. So I need you to put in 1,000% every single day.
I was the baddest person to ever live. Doesn't go away, man. You gotta wake up. Even though you retired, you never retired. You're setting the example every single day of your life about having a savage mentality.
Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what real beasts do. Everybody gets excited. E.T., the guru story, but nobody wants to get up at 3:00.
Things in life are gonna get really fucking hard, and you're gonna wanna quit. Win, lose, or draw, still gotta wake up tomorrow and go to fucking work.
If you truly want that greatness, you got to work hard. You got to dig a little bit deeper. You got to find it. You got to go after it, because it's not looking for you. Success is not looking for you. You got to go get it.
You're not always gonna feel like doing what you're supposed to do. That's when you gotta do it anyways.
Success is not going to be handed to you. Nobody owes you anything.
When you are hungry, when you are no longer full, when you are no longer satisfied with where you are and you raise your standards, it is only then that you can have your future.
What's gonna separate you is when it's beast time, when it's war time, you gotta get up and make it happen.
Push with everything you got. Tell excuses to step aside. Let weakness know that it is not welcome in your house, because the opportunities are yours. Go get it. Go get it now.
Like, for real, you walk out of here pumped up, fired up. You get some new information. You're ready. Everybody wants to be a beast until it's time to do what beasts do. Because not only do I want to be a beast, if you follow my 24 hours, I do what beasts do.
The one mentality that you must have in life is that regardless of what's in front of you, you still must grind. I feel that most things I do, but still I grind.
I have too much to accomplish to be satisfied with where I am right now. I have too much on the line. I have too many people depending on me to win. I must stay hungry.
Be a hard-working motherfucker. You can't go wrong with that mentality.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams. Your dreams won't come true. Something greater will.
It's an amazing thing about passion. If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it. Whatever you have a love for, if you have to walk, you would go get it. If you have to beg someone, you would go get it.
I don't think you guys understand how present you guys were with me. You know, you guys were there with me at 5:30 in the morning when I was running the track and I was midway through my workout. And I didn't know if I could make it through. And I thought about the expectations you guys had for me and you had for our team. And it pushed me through. It got me through those 800s and 400s and 100s at 5:30 in the morning. So I thank you.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us strong. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. Thank you for this tremendous honor in acknowledging my basketball career, but I'm far from done. My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never ever rest in the middle. Rest at the end, not in the middle.
They looked at the most successful men and women of the world, and they found that they had like 7-8 things in common. And one of the things they all had in common was a routine. They are obsessed with their routine. They don't have a gap of wasted time in their routine. You know, I realized the reason why I'm so successful and the reason why I don't get in trouble like I used to when I was younger is because when I was younger, man, my schedule had so many gaps in it. The devil had like, okay, he might pray at 6, but my man is watching TV. He playing video games by 8:30. It's not that I'm sweeter than nobody. The devil can't get to me because all my time is taken up. And by the time he get to me, I'm asleep. I'm too asleep to sin. I'm just being real. 8:30, he like, "Eric, you should." I'm like, "Bro, I'm tired. Come back to me tomorrow." You know what I'm saying? Like, tempt me tomorrow, bro. I'm about to go to sleep. I'm good. My body said, "All you got to do is put your shoes on. That's the hardest thing you got to do. Just put your shoes on and I'll do the rest. I can't put your shoes on for you, but put your shoes on and then just go." And I just went and I was walking for the 11 incline board, and I was just walking for an hour, and I was just like, "You know what? It's almost an hour. I don't feel like running." My body was like, "Don't worry about it. We'll get to that when we get to it." I did my hour, was about to get off. My body was like, "You know we run now." I said, "What? We run now. Let's go. You ain't tired." I said, "I am tired." "No, you're not. You just walked for an hour." "You're not tired, Eric. Your brain is telling you some dumb stuff. If you were tired, you wouldn't have been able to walk for an hour." Okay, so let's do this. Just run for 2 minutes. I'm trying to help somebody right now go to a whole other level. The Bible, the reason why you go back to sleep is because you've always gone back to sleep. It's like a default. You go back to sleep because all you gotta do is stop going to sleep, and then you're gonna stop going to sleep. All you gotta do is stop fussing and cussing, and you're gonna stop fussing and cussing. All you gotta do is stop spending all the money you got and start saving it. Listen to me, I became number one in the world. I became a millionaire not because I made more money. I became a millionaire because they told me millionaires only live off of 30% of their income. I want to make it plain for you. I became a millionaire because I did what millionaires did. I stopped living off 100%. I paid my tithe, and then I was like, all right, E, you only got 20% left. Put the rest up. So the first thing I did, listen to me, the very first thing I did to become rich, somebody said, E, to be rich, put 6 months of your earnings to the side. So I was like, all right, bet. That's what the rich told me to do. So I put 6 months to the side. How long did it take? I don't remember, but I put it to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, E, you need to put $100,000 to the side. I was like, all right, $100,000. DD, we're going to put $100,000 to the side. Then somebody was like, yo, you need to get your credit score up to 800. I was like, all right, then get my credit score up to 800. Then somebody said, E.T., if you want to be Tony Robbins, there's no way you'll be able to be like those dudes when you don't have the language they have. You need to go get your master's and a PhD from a white institution. I said, what? I went to Oakwood. I went to HBCU. He was like, yeah, but you didn't learn the language of Zig Ziglar at Oakwood. So Oakwood is a phenomenal place. Oh, y'all not hearing what I'm saying. I just said something, you missed it. Now you need to go to Michigan State University. CJ, where's my, you see my master's degree anywhere? What about my PhD? Not in the office, not at church. You ain't seen it in my house? I didn't go to Michigan State to get a PhD. I went to Michigan State to learn the majority language.
Sometimes you gotta take a break from just about everything, disappear, come back, and shock the world. I'm talking to that athlete. I'm talking to that administrator. I'm talking to that nurse, that doctor. I'm talking to that student. I'm talking to that communicator. I'm talking to that pioneer, that inventor. I'm talking to that entrepreneur. I'm talking to that preacher. I'm talking to that person who refuses to stay where they are. I'm talking to that person that doesn't have a problem laying in obscurity, because you know that when you come out of the dark room, all eyes on you. We live in a culture of busyness, distraction, and noise. And sometimes the only way something's going to change is if we disappear. Sometimes you gotta delete the app. Sometimes you have to walk away. Sometimes you have to fall back into the dark room and focus on you.
It's time to get real. It's time to get raw. It's time to look ourselves in the mirror and come to the resolve that this version of ourself is not going to carry us in the stretch. That I've been this version of myself long enough that if I don't change, if I don't do something about this, then I'm going to find myself bankrupt.
Some of the most monumental and transformational portraits and pictures that we've ever seen were developed in the dark room. We celebrate athletes and we celebrate critical thinkers and innovators and actors, and we praise them and coin them our heroes, and we follow them by the millions. We love what they do in public, but you don't know the story behind the glory. You don't know the blood, the sweat. You didn't see the tears that they cried, the prayers that they prayed, the countless weeks where they went without sleep to get where they are. One of the greatest tragedies in life is to live and not know why you're living. I'm just wondering if there's anybody here that wants their future, that wants to fulfill their destiny, that wants to manifest, that wants to walk in discipline and determination. I'm just wondering, is there anybody here that's willing to disappear? Are you willing to forsake all distractions? Can you hide yourself in the library? Can you hide yourself in the gym? Can you hide yourself in the boardroom and plan and caucus and do what is required behind the scenes in order to manifest the moment? Can you hide yourself in your books? Can you hide yourself in your closet? Can you hide yourself in the prayer rooms? Can you hide yourself?
We have this passion to be in the public eye, but no patience to do the work behind the scenes.
Stop telling the world what you are about to do.
Steve Jobs once said, "We do not say anything about future products. We work on them in secret, and then we release them to the world."
We only have so much real estate in our minds and our hearts. We only have so much bandwidth in our mental capacity. And the more distractions, the more delusions, the more negativity that we allow to take up real estate in our hearts and in our minds, the less energy we have to fulfill the call, to fulfill destiny, to manifest the idea. Everything that you think about, that you meditate on, everything that has to your attention has to be worth your time. So now it's time to navigate and do an appraisal of everything that's in our life, everything and everybody in our life. Time to do an appraisal and ask them this question: are you worth my time? If you're not, it's time to unplug. Time to unplug. Time to unplug. I'm just wondering if there's anybody that can hear my voice right now that has come to the end of themselves, and they are willing to eliminate distractions. They are willing to delete social media apps if they have to. They are willing to walk away from everything that is distracted, everything that has diluted your devotion and your determination, every disease and dysfunction and disorder that has pulled you from destiny. After you have heard it, after you have received it, after you have written it down, after you have spoken it once, do what is required to manifest it into reality. If you can see it in your head, you can hold it in your hand. Stop telling everybody what you're going to do. Stop telling everybody what your next move is, and just disappear and do the work that is required. Don't be bitter. Don't be frustrated. Listen, just remain faithful behind the scenes. Promotion is coming. Stages and opportunities are being prepared right now as you sacrifice in secret, as you put the work in the dark room, as you do what is required to hold in your hand what you see in your hand.
When no one is there to affirm you, when nobody's there to validate you, when nobody is there to agree with you, you build in the dark and you announce it when it's finished.
Failing has become critical in my growth. I'd fallen so flat on my face for the first time in my life. I was depressed. Asking myself why me? How can this happen? I work so hard. Hard work pays. I always thought it's not paying for me. I got nothing. I literally had $7 in my pocket. So my $7 story. That failure. Rising from that to say it's not over for me. I'm immediately going to launch myself into training for professional wrestling. I couldn't have launched myself with that type of training that I did every day for hours in a boxing ring that was stiff like concrete every day for hours. I couldn't have launched myself with that type of mentality had I not fallen on my face after 10 years of football. A failed football player who wound up moving back in with his parents at 24.
You're moving from point A to point B in your little circumscribed world. You've made everything invisible. And as long as that works, then your theory's good enough. It's accurate enough. It's true enough. You're in your little paradise. But if something comes up and objects, well, that's where your character is tested fundamentally. That's the character test. It's like, what do you do with messages of error?
Don't second guess yourself, and don't be so afraid of failing that you create excuses instead of producing results.
Failure is designed to teach you a lesson. Keep pushing forward and learn from the failures and move forward with a purpose.
Because you can look up and days, weeks, months, years can go by and you can go, I've been tiptoeing around here, not committing to anything for so long, I'm missing out. Sometimes it's not even about what choice we make. Just make a choice and commit to it and go and dive in.
You're all right, man. You're okay. Learn from it. Don't dwell on it. Move on and go do something really positive in the world.
Oh, yeah. You will get hit. You will get cut. But true champions get up off their butt and keep grinding. And they refuse to lose. And they never, ever, ever give up. This is your life. Come on, kid. This is your dream. And I need you to be team you. Yes, you can. I need you to find a mirror. And I need you to look at yourself. And I need you to say to yourself, I know I can do this. This is my time to shine. I am more than a conqueror. I am an overcomer. And I refuse to let this life break me. Success is mine for the taking. See, it's okay to mess up. Just don't give up. Never let someone who allowed their dreams to die kill yours. They gonna talk. But I need you to block out their noise and go do some more to put yourself in a position for the magic to happen. Put yourself in a position for greatness to knock at your doorstep. Put yourself in a position for you to rise to the mountaintop. Put yourself in a position for you to arrive at your destination of next level. Because from this day forward, your new and improved mindset says, I will make the impossible possible. I will make the unbelievable believable. See, when struggle is present, growth has to be right around the corner. You gotta grow through each and everything that you go through. And anybody that's ever achieved at a high level will tell you that's the mindset they had when they broke through. Don't quit now. You're just getting started. Keep pushing. Power through. And eventually, you will break through. Don't pray for every day to be sunshine. Pray for the mental toughness to push through when your days are the darkest. Come on, kid. You can do this. If I overcame everything I went through, I promise you, you can too. I got it out the mud. All the slime, all the crud, all the grimy. I'm from the hood. And where I'm from, on my block, they tell you that you can't achieve. That went in one ear and right out the other. And I said to myself, I refuse to let another person make their impossible mine. Just because they can't see your dream doesn't mean it's not possible. This is your dream. This is your passion. This is your mission. This is your purpose. I need you to turn your passion into action. Crush excuses by dominating with massive execution. Come on, kid. This is your dream. Fear can't live in a space that confidence occupies. I need you to believe in you. Setbacks in life will make you want to scream. But they are part of the journey to success. So keep going. Never give up. Because this is your life. And your dream.
One of the best decisions I've ever made was the decision to put in the work necessary to have a rewarding and joy-filled life. After years of overwhelming sadness, I finally realized that I had been wasting time that I could never get back. So I had to change my mental narrative. Am I problem-free right now? Of course not. But I do understand that worry and unhappiness is a distraction. So if unhappiness will not resolve your problem, doesn't it make sense to at least attempt to enjoy life? You know, it is possible to smile and enjoy your life even when you are going through a difficult situation. We all have valley moments. You just have to decide that you will not remain in the valley. I don't want you fighting meaningless battles. I don't want you trying to carry unmotivated people. I want you to say, you know what? I'm going to do this despite what's going on around me. You've got to recognize that your now is valuable. You've got to recognize that your now is critical to your success. So I have one last question for you. How will you use the gift of now?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.